Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, it's just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, it's the day after the big Super Bowl, and I want to talk sports report about the NFL Super Bowl game. Yes, it was a big game between two big teams, two teams that are playing outrageous football. Man, they were hitting, and they were passing, and they were fumbling, and they were picking up passes and fumbles and running them in for touchdowns. Oh, it was an outstanding game. Everybody was doing something. The linebackers were getting some hits, and they were also taking some injuries and getting carried off the field. And the quarterback was battling because he had to run for all the yardage because his team wasn't running for very much yardage. But he was throwing the ball, and the quarterback for the San Diego, for the San Francisco 49ers, this was his first year as being a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And this was only like the fourth game that he actually played in. And he played the whole game. And he looked like an all-star, like a veteran quarterback, throwing darts. He was throwing darts, and he was hitting all his receivers right in the chest. They couldn't drop anything that he threw to him. He was on target with everything he threw in the game. It was amazing. And he didn't fumble, and he didn't throw any interceptions. Oh, man, this guy had an excellent game for it being his third game that he actually started as the starting quarterback. He was a rookie. This time last year, he was on the block when they announced his name as being a draft choice. That's right. He got drafted right here in Las Vegas as a first-round draft choice, except he wasn't round number one. He got drafted in like the sixth round of the draft choice, but he was the first round draftee. So he got picked up the first round. So he didn't have to wait like weeks to find out if he was going to be on an NFL team. He got picked up right away in the first round of the draft. So I was surprised to find out that he didn't play all season. He only played like three games before the Super Bowl. And he played outstanding. He was on target with all of his passes. Oh, he played a hell of a game. He didn't fumble. He didn't throw any interceptions. Oh, he had a great game. To be a rookie, to be a first-year player out of, where was he out of? I think he was out of St. Louis. I think that's where they said he was from. St. Louis. But yesterday was his first day that he stood in front of the world, and he quarterbacked his San Francisco 49ers team to almost a win. Oh, it was an outstanding game. He played very good. He was on target with all his passes. His handoffs were great, and his running backs were running the ball down the field, and nobody fumbled. It was a good game. It was an outstanding game. And it took it all the way to the second overtime set of games, set of play time. The second overtime game where they played with 15 minutes. They had to start a whole new clock to play the game in the second overtime. Oh, it was outstanding. And the game kept you on your feet because you didn't know if San Francisco was going to win or if Kansas City was going to do the big play and they were going to win. It was amazing. Oh, it was a good game. But to let you know, Kansas City Chiefs pulled it out, and they are the two-time back-to-back Super Bowl champions. That's right. They are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. They won the Super Bowl last year, and then they came back and won the Super Bowl again this year. It was amazing. It was a great game. And the whole time, we were wondering who was going to score last, who was going to kick a field goal that was going to win the game, who was going to score a touchdown that was going to win the game. It kept coming up to what big play it was going to be to finish the game off. Oh, it was exciting. It went all the way down to the final second of the second 15-minute game. It was really exciting. And I didn't know who I was going to vote for. I think I decided I was going to vote for the San Francisco 49ers. But I don't know. It was a tough call because Kansas City was catching up and San Francisco was leading the way. And then San Francisco was falling a little behind, and then Kansas City took over, and then Kansas City got the lead, and then the 49ers kicked the field goal, and they took the lead back. Oh, it was a back-and-forth battle on the games. All of the kickers were right on the money. Nobody was missing any field goals. Nobody was missing any extra points. Oh, man, it was a tough game. They battled all the way to the end. And the last 6 seconds of the game determined the winner. And Kansas City kicked the extra point, kicked the three-point field goal, which put them ahead to win the game with 6 seconds left in the game. Wow. I mean, it went all the way down to the wire. It was a great game. And everybody was there. Jerry Rice was there for San Francisco. Joe Montana was there for San Francisco. And they had a lot of players that were there for Kansas City, too, that had played on the Kansas City team. It was a battle. Oh, it was an all-star studded game. And in the stands, they had celebrities. They came from all over the country, and they were sitting in the stands, and they were rooting and tooting and cheering their team on. Oh, it was exciting. It was exciting. Yes, it was a Super Bowl game that I won't forget for a long time, even though I can say that I kind of wanted San Francisco 49ers to win the game, but Kansas City played to the best, and they didn't make any mistakes in the end, and they deserved to win that game. So I want to say congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for being repeat champions, back-to-back champions. Right here in Las Vegas. It was an outstanding game. Yes, people. You should watch it when they play the replays of the game. You should make sure you get some good popcorn and get some drinks and have your whole family and friends sitting around the TV because it's a good game. You can probably charge people money to watch the game because it's that good. People will pay to watch that Super Bowl game. It was a good one. Yes, it was. Well, all right. That Super Bowl with the winners, the Kansas City Chiefs, beating the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl of the year. Right here in Las Vegas. They were playing in the brand new Raider Stadium. Woo-wee. And some people said that the Raiders would have been mad if San Francisco had won the game in Raider Stadium. But it didn't go down that way. The San Francisco 49ers couldn't win the game. They played tough and they played hard. And they did a lot of things. And the coaches, you know, Coach Shanahan had his son as a coach. And everybody was rooting for San Francisco to win so that Shanahan could win the All-Star game, could win the Super Bowl like his daddy did. His daddy won the Super Bowl. And now it was his son's turn to win the Super Bowl, coaching the San Francisco 49ers. So it was a good game. Oh, man, it went all the way down to the finish. And the coaches were pulling all the trick plays in. In fact, one of the touchdowns wasn't thrown by a quarterback. It was thrown by a receiver that got a pass from a back, a running back, threw the pass to the receiver, and the receiver caught the ball and ran into the end zone. And everybody was shocked. They were like, who threw that pass? It was thrown by a running back out of the backfield in San Francisco. And that was the trick play that the Shanahans had put in for the game. And it worked. They scored a touchdown, and then San Francisco went up, and everybody was thinking, oh, San Francisco did a trick move. but they're going to win the game, and that trick move was going to put San Francisco ahead. The 49ers were going to have played the ace that got them the championship move in the game. But it wasn't to be had because the Kansas City Chiefs came back roaring. They picked up a couple of fumbles, and their defense went on the grind. They were doing the moves. They were tackling and shutting the defense, shutting the offense down. San Francisco couldn't get many yards on the offense because Kansas City's defense, they said their defense was tough, but they said San Francisco had a better defense. But it proved that Kansas City's defense is what won the game because they played outstanding. And they were there when they needed to be in the right place at the right time. So give it up for Kansas City Chiefs, repeat champions, back-to-back champions. And they won it in Raiders Stadium, which is the AFC stadium right here in Las Vegas. And we had, oh, I think we had 65,000 people came to the game. They came from all over the country to come to this game. It was an outstanding showing of people coming from all over the country to support the game. And I said we had actors and actresses, and we had singers and dancers. Man, everybody was in the game. They were all here sitting in the stands watching this game. Man, wow, this is exciting. Nobody knew how it was going to end. Nobody knew who was going to win. Everybody was like just watching to see what was going to happen play by play. The league change was changed, and especially when it started off 3-0, San Francisco kicked a 3-point field goal, and they held the lead for the whole first quarter at 3-0. And everybody was wondering if Kansas City was going to even score because San Francisco had put locks down on the defense. They were stopping all the passes, and they were stopping all the running backs, and Kansas City was still throwing darts, and they were hitting their receivers. Oh, man, it was exciting. It was exciting. So like I say, people, if you get a chance to see the game on tape, or for it to be played again, make sure you invite your friends and charge them at the door because they'll pay to see this game. This game was an outstanding football game between two of the best teams in the NFL, the AFL champions versus the NFL champions. Oh, yeah, it was the battle of the game, the best of the best. And that's what you want to see when you see a Super Bowl. You want to see the best of the best. And they showed it to you. They played every down like it was their last play. They were just committed to trying to win. And the coaches were pulling the hats out the bag. And they were pulling trick plays and everything. Oh, man, they did it all. It was an outstanding game. Yes, I'm telling you people, it was exciting. Now, I got a question. DJ, what was the score of the game? I think it was 25-23. I think that was the score. I know they only won by 3 points. But what was the score, DJ? You know, I can't remember what the score was. I think it was 25-22, something like that.
It was 25 to 22.
25-22?
Right.
Is that what you said? Okay, 25-22. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good game. And the halftime show was really good, too. Usher got out and sang about 8 of his songs, and he had who's the lady that plays the piano?
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. Yes, Alicia Keys played a couple of songs. And then she got out there and sang with Usher. And I think somebody told me, let me think, they told me they saw Ludacris.
Yep.
They saw Ludacris in the audience, I mean, in the crowd. I mean, he was on stage.
He performed. He performed, yeah.
Yeah, he performed. And who else?
Little John.
Little John, yeah. Little John.
Not Little John, yeah. Little John, L-I-L.
Little John. Yeah, okay. So Little John. Was he dancing or was he just playing an instrument? What does Little John do?
Little John is a rapper.
Little John is a producer and a rapper.
He's a producer and a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay, so he got out there and danced during the Super Bowl.
And a hype man.
He was a hype man, too? Okay. So, wisdom from the Peanut Gallery. All right. That sounds good. So, they have a lot of people on stage with Usher. And that's what they said. He was coming out with a whole bunch of people. So, some people said they thought Beyonce was going to get out there. And, Jay-Z going to get out there, but that didn't happen. But they were in the stands, though. They got shined on by the cameras. Everybody shined. The receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, his girlfriend's a singer. She's, what is her name?
Taylor Swift.
Somebody shine, huh?
Taylor Swift,
yes. And the receiver for Kansas City is her boyfriend. What's his name?
Kelsey.
Okay, yeah, Kelsey. Did he catch a pass or he threw a pass that was a touchdown? I think he threw a pass.
He's
a receiver.
Travis Kelce is a receiver. So he caught a lot of passes.
Yeah, but I think he threw the first touchdown because they were surprised that the quarterback didn't throw the touchdown. Somebody else threw the touchdown. The receiver threw the touchdown. So I think he threw the first touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then they moved on after that. But that was a surprise because the first touchdown was caught by a tight end. And I forget his name.
like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. Thank you.
Salamu alaikum. World never ending, multiple blending of ebony memories bending cleverly over melody sending, enemy mending, many deaths from get centimeter Kennedy. And stomp into this next century. Rebel the rebellion of the enemy, rapidly telling me. Rap equals bubbly, babbling, ruggedly, ugly, guzzling ego. That's phony to the people like fashion and staple, pure fuckery. Cut quick like a puppet string, struggling to fight gravity, falling rapidly, tumbling after me, actually crumbling. Grasping for legs, fumbling, ignorance turns humbling. Humming like, what is this happening? And maybe I should be a carpet cleaner after all. I'm saying. You make a lot of money carpet cleaning, yo. Abras to cadavers, I'm on capers and cadavers eating crepes and baklava, salt fish and cabbage over vegetable pot stickers with no sausage. Damn it, I'm Sasquatch on mic here like swastika banners. Every obstacle's optical, I opt the impossible. Pop over tropical beats, I'm a pot of gold and a logical molecule, hologram and a prodigal. Son of King Solomon and Geronimo, many more like Tecumseh. Son the Otter, Gabriel, hear me though material over Bay Area radio and stereo, sparrow. 12,000 cellos with halos and angels with arrows and letters. Sweat them or give them credit for lyrics or forget them. Doesn't matter cause the jugular juggles letters much better than virgular politicians. You critics don't forget it. Do this for my people till my last breath that I'm free. Peep the rebel place of standard in your temple.
Some people talk and never say anything at all.
Peep the rebel place of standard in your temple. The rebel standing in your
chair.
In truth, as goes underground, this that goes dough. It's froze amputate minds, amplified in a zone run by suits. Designed like a joker, high five over Cuban leaf. Sweet cigar smoke as I dive like a scuba, be true to my foes. As my flow remains focused on heroes and foes. Captions of hands, spindle anthems of prose. Built on yellow brick roads, heavy metals and skulls. Behold how my mind takes your mind on a stroll. Code 211, your process got stole. I flow 5,000 watts of electrical flow. Knock the earth off her hinges and mow. Smoke, peace the rebel, place a standard in your temple. Rebel, standard in your temple. Peace the rebel, place a standard in your temple.
Why y'all head side clamping?
This is a sound check and a delivery coming straight from somewhere y'all never heard of in Oakland, California. Live and direct, me my man Fanatic. Knox on the mix. Yeah. Twisted as usual. There is no darkness. Yo, spend time wise. This is Azeem. Peace.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution is here. Yeah. It's common sense. The DJ Premier. We gon' help y'all see clear. It's real hip-hop music from the soul, y'all. Yeah. Second. Yeah. The perseverance of a rebel, I drop heavy at levels, it's unseen to heard. A king with words, can't knock the hustle, but I've seen street dreams deferred. dark spots in my mind where the scene occurs. Some say I'm too deep, I'm in too deep to sleep. To me, Muhammad will forever speak Greek. Brothers with handshakes on ghetto landscapes, where a man is determined by how much a man makes. Top cognac and spit old raps with young cats with cigarettes in their ear. Licorice, they appear under the fubu is the guru. That's untapped. Wanna be in the rat race, but ain't ran one lap. Ran so far from the streets that you can't come back. You tripping with nowhere to unpack, forgot that. Rap, real, something feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap, real, something feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap, real, something feel.
Hey,
this is rap. Hey, this is rap,
yeah.
Real.
And you know, yes you know.
One, two. This is rap for the black people.
In front of 2-inch glass from A-Rabs, I order fries. Inspiration when I write, I see my daughter's eyes. I'm the truth. Across the table from corporate lies, immortalized by the realness I bring to it. If revolution had a movie, I'd be theme music. My music can either fight, fuck a dream to it. My life is one big crime, I tried to scheme through it. Through my shell, never knew what the divine to bring through it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want millions. More than money saved, I want to save children. Dealing with alcoholism and Afrocentricity. A complex man drawn off of simplicity. Reality is frisking me. This industry will make you lose intensity. The common sense in me remembers the basement. I'm Morpheus in this hip-hop matrix exposing fake shit.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap for real, don't you feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap for the black people.
Jail with the real world. Got on an 87, sat by this little girl. She recited raps, I forgot where they was from in them. She was saying how she make brothers come. I started thinking how many souls hip-hop has affected. How many dead folks this art resurrected. How many nations this culture connected. Who am I to judge one's perspective? Though some of that shit y'all pop to it. I ain't relating. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I just want to innovate and stimulate minds. Travel the world and penetrate the signs. Escape through rhythms in search of peace and wisdom. Raps and smoke signals letting the streets know I'm with them. But now I appreciate this moment in time. Ball players and actors be knowing my rhymes. It's like,
and you know, yes you know.
This is rap for real, something feel.
And you know, yes you know.
This is rap for real, something feel.
Portray women in a better light. You know how, you know, most rappers are talking all this other stuff, making women look bad, you know. I was raised by my mother, you know, I got a daughter, so it's like, well, excuse me, excuse me.
Excuse me, one second. I gotta go. This ain't cool. I ain't getting enough money for this.
Bitch, didn't I tell you to get out there? I don't give a fuck if it's the police out there. I don't give a fuck if it's snowing. I want you out there home. This is a business. You ain't gone too far to see that yet. You know what I'm talking about? Put your ass on those streets. Get on, go on. Get my paper. Sorry about that, sister. I'm sorry for that. And women are going to be leading us to the...
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.